Several buildings, including homes, were destroyed after the hospital fire in the small town of Orofino. Lauren Patterson was there.
As the fire raged through the Wixon Heights area in Orofino, neighbors gathered on the streets downtown to watch the flames. Mike Trout watched from his pickup.
We saw it went right as it was happening. Actually, the smoke was coming up behind the state hospital, and within 4 minutes, it had already gone all the way up to Wixon Heights and burned down the first big giant house up there. It's pretty bad.
Mary Shores saw black smoke plumes.
There's somebody's house burning right there. I have the title company down here, so I was a little concerned about the town itself.
A few streets down, Idaho Fish and Game Officer Aaron Wright is helping people prepare for the worst.
All we did was alert people on this street to be on standby, and we're just waiting to get the go-ahead to evacuate people if we have to.
Chris, who only wants to use her first name, lives in the potential evacuation zone.
And it's moving that way. And we are on standby to evacuate because we live on this hill and it's just above us.
Chris and her husband packed up medicine and dog food in case they and their dog Toby needed to hit the road. They sit in their driveway as a helicopter fights the fire from the air.
We're hoping we actually don't have to leave, but we're as ready as we can be. And we're all together and we're a little family, so that's all that counts.
The Red Cross set up a shelter at the old junior high school. Don Gardner is the emergency management coordinator for Clearwater County.
Well, around 3:10 in the afternoon, high winds, a fire started behind State Hospital North in the grasses, moved very quickly to the Wixon Heights area. Six homes were destroyed. One was heavily damaged, a lot of outbuildings.
Power lines were damaged. People living in Orofino, Osaka, and Greer went without power for hours. Rain fell amid thunderstorms for much of the night. The Red Cross will be helping the families who lost their homes, said Gardner.
We're working to get with them and make sure that they get what they need.
Not everyone who had to evacuate stayed in the shelter overnight. Crystal Beck lives in Wixon Heights. She slept in her car in the Orofino City Park with her dog. The next morning, she started the drive back up to her home past the charred Dent Bridge Road hillside, still smoldering from the fire.
It's going to be sick to see the neighbors' houses all. How many houses did we lose up there?
Six.
I've seen two go.
As Beck drives away, firefighters stand near an Idaho Department of Land's truck for a meeting. Scott Phillips is the policy communications chief for IDL. Crews will be going in with heavy equipment to create a fire line and mop up the rest of the area.
Mopping up means that the fire crews will start at the outside of the fire on the perimeter, work their way inwards looking for hot spots, and they'll extinguish those hot spots.
The damaged area is estimated to be around 50 acres. The firefighters successfully stopped the fire with help from the rain. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Reporting in Orofino, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.